This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
For millions of people living in poverty, microfinance, or providing small loans, can be just the leg up they need to become more self-sufficient. As little as $100 can actually help somebody start a business, earn an income, and provide for their family. Opportunity International is a charity based on the whole microfinance principle, and so far they've been able to help more than 2 million clients worldwide. State MP and former Premier of New South Wales, Christina Keneally, has just been appointed as an ambassador for Opportunity International, and she joins me on the line now to talk about her new role. Hi, Christina.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks. Now, how did you first become aware of the work of Opportunity International?
In fact, through my husband, Ben, who joined the board about a year and a bit ago. They're an organization that does, as you've outlined, amazing work transforming the lives of some of the most disadvantaged people in our region through microfinance. Now, Ben became involved and I got to meet some of the people who work on the ground, particularly in India. I'm so impressed by this transformative work that they're doing, the stories they tell of how women's lives, and it's really women that Opportunity helps, 94% of our clients are women, how we're transforming their lives and the lives of their children.
Yeah. So why does Opportunity International seem to focus particularly on working with women?
Well, women, in fact, make up a disproportionate number of the world's very poor. The number of people who are classified as extremely poor has halved since the 1980s, but the reality is that women are still quite disproportionately represented amongst the world's very poor. If you look at the fact that in many countries around the world, women face the double discrimination or many layers of discrimination due to gender, class, lack of education, and are often the ones who are raising children. Very much, it's hard for women in some of these parts of the world to escape poverty. What microfinance does is works with women to give them just that little boost that they need to become take those first steps towards becoming self-sufficient. And indeed, what we find, many of our clients, they borrow, they repay the loan, they borrow more, their business grows, they repay the loan, and they start to build a life for themselves and for their children.
Yeah, well, I understand that when you help women, that there's a far greater proportion of, I guess, that their newfound, not that's really wealth, but, you know, that gets passed on to their children and to their families. And also that, I guess, another point is that these loans have a really great success rate, don't they, with being repaid?
They do, a 97% success rate of repayment. And it's often seems counterintuitive at first glance to say to people, donate money to us, we're going to lend it to the very poor, but the money will be repaid. In fact, our experience is that overwhelmingly it's repaid, and therefore that money becomes available for relending. The money that we collect here in Australia is often used many times over to assist many people.
That's great, isn't it? Now, have you had the chance to actually go and see this work firsthand yet?
I'm heading to India in November.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. I have not been to India. I expect that it will be interesting, at times challenging, and certainly eye-opening.
Do you know what you're going to be doing while you're there?
Well, I'll be meeting women who are clients of Opportunity International's financial partners in India, women who have benefited from microfinance. I'll meet them in both Delhi and Mumbai. And I'll also be heading to Calcutta to meet with some young women, girls, who are being aided by another Australian charity, the Steve Waugh Foundation, who are either themselves or their parents affected by leprosy. And the point of this is very much that there are Australian organisations that are doing remarkable work in India and other parts of our region to assist women and girls who are escaping poverty.
Yeah.
And it's such a magnificent work being done. In the case of Opportunity International, a group of Australians motivated by their Christian faith to start with, to get out there and alleviate poverty. In the case of Steve Waugh, he met Mother Teresa in Calcutta. And that really, for him, opened the door to what he could do in that country.
It's interesting, though, because we're always hearing about the economic powerhouses of India and China, and there have recently been kind of whispers or calls that we should stop providing aid to those countries. But from what you're learning, is poverty still very much real in India, still very much a big challenge?
Well, India is on a scale that most of us can't comprehend, both in terms of its number of people, its amount of wealth, its economic potential, but also its number of very poor. And those numbers are what motivate organizations like Opportunity, like Steve Waugh Foundation, to continue the work that we're doing there.
Yeah. Well, before I let you go, I imagine that one of the benefits of, I guess, having your kind of profile but being perhaps a little bit less busy than when you were Premier is that you now have the opportunity to pursue, I guess, some of your passions outside of politics. So what else is on the cards for you? Are there other causes or hobbies or interests that you hope to be able to pursue in the near future?
Well, I've recently joined the board of South Cares, which is the charitable arm of the South Sydney Rabbitohs football club.
Uh-huh.
They do some pretty interesting work much closer to home here in the South Sydney area. But also a cause very close to my heart is the Stillbirth Foundation. I'm the patron of the Stillbirth Foundation, and for what is still very much a tragedy in Australia, six stillbirths a day occur in Australia. Research holds the key to driving that number down.
Okay. Well, all the best with that. It's great to have a chat to you today. Thank you so much, Christina Keneally.
Thank you, Katrina.
That's the State Labor MP and former Premier Christina Keneally, and talking about her new role as an ambassador for Opportunity International. You can find out more about their work, particularly at opportunity.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.